Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so grateful you're here today. I want to talk with you about something that I know weighs heavy on many parents' hearts. When you notice your child eating lunch alone, when you see them standing on the sidelines while other children play together, when they come home and don't mention a single friend's name, it can feel absolutely heartbreaking. I see you. I see the worry in your eyes, the questions that keep you up at night. Is something wrong? Will they be okay? What can I do to help? And I want you to know, right from the start, that you are not alone in this, and your child is going to be absolutely okay. The Magic Book and I have spent time with thousands of families navigating this exact journey, and what we've learned might surprise you. What looks like isolation is often something much more hopeful. It's your child learning one of life's most complex skills at their own beautiful pace. Let me share what research tells us about children ages 4 and 5. This age is actually one of the most important developmental windows for social-emotional skill building. Your child's brain is making incredible progress right now in understanding social cues, managing emotions, and learning how to connect with peers. These are not skills we're born with. They're skills we learn, step by step, interaction by interaction. Dr. Robert Yeagers from the Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning reminds us that learning is a relational process. We are not simply cognitive. We are not simply emotional. We are not simply social. We are all those things simultaneously. Your child is integrating multiple developmental capacities all at once, and that takes time. When children struggle with peer connections at this age, they're not broken or behind. They're in a critical learning phase about social skills, empathy, and self-advocacy. Think about it this way. Some children learn to read earlier, some later. Some children learn to ride a bike at 3, others at 7. Social connection is exactly the same. It's a skill that develops on its own timeline, and your child is right where they need to be. The National Association for the Education of Young Children emphasizes something beautiful. Young children develop and learn in the context of relationships. The most important relationship your child has right now is with you. When you provide that secure, loving foundation at home, you're giving them exactly what they need to eventually build connections with peers. Here's what the research shows us. Evidence-based social-emotional learning interventions during ages 4 and 5 show significant positive effects on friendship formation and peer acceptance. That means the support you provide right now, the gentle strategies you use, they make a real, measurable difference. So what can you do? Let me share some approaches that the Magic Book and I have seen work beautifully. First, validate your child's experience without adding worry. If they mention feeling lonely or left out, you might say something like, "Learning to make friends takes practice, and you're learning. I'm here with you." This acknowledges their feelings while framing the situation as normal development, not a problem to fix. Second, create low-pressure opportunities for connection. Instead of big playdates with multiple children, try one-on-one time with a single peer. Maybe invite one classmate to the park for an hour. Small, structured interactions help children practice social skills without feeling overwhelmed. Third, teach specific friendship skills at home. Practice things like greeting someone, asking to join play, sharing toys, and taking turns. You can role-play these scenarios together, making it fun and pressure-free. When your child has these tools in their toolkit, they feel more confident trying them out in real situations. Fourth, work with your child's teacher. Teachers see dynamics that we don't, and they can create opportunities for connection during the school day. They might pair your child with a gentle peer for activities or facilitate small group play that includes your child naturally. And fifth, remember that quality matters more than quantity. Your child doesn't need to be the most popular kid in class. They need one or two genuine connections where they feel seen, valued, and included. That's what builds belonging. Now let me tell you about a story that addresses this so beautifully. It's called The Shy Plant's Garden Song, and it's one of my absolute favorites. In this story, Ethan and Miva discover a lonely plant in a magical singing greenhouse. This plant feels left out of the garden community. It's quiet, it's shy, and it doesn't know how to join in with the other plant's beautiful music. But here's what's so special about this story. Ethan and Miva don't try to change the shy plant. They don't tell it to be louder or different. Instead, they include it in their care routine with gentle touches and dancing. They show it that it belongs exactly as it is, and something magical happens. When the shy plant feels included and safe, it begins to share its own unique music. And the whole garden creates more beautiful harmonies together because of it. This story shows children and parents that connection happens through patient, caring inclusion. It validates the experience of feeling left out while showing that everyone has something special to offer once they feel they belong. After you read this story with your child, you can talk about how everyone has something special to share, just like the shy plant had beautiful music once it felt included. You can practice small acts of inclusion together. Maybe your child could invite one friend to play, or sit with someone new at lunch, or offer to share a toy with a classmate. The story also helps children understand that feeling shy or uncertain is completely normal. The shy plant wasn't broken. It just needed gentle inclusion and time. Your child isn't broken either. They're learning, growing, and developing at exactly the right pace for them. You can find the Shy Plant's Garden Song in the Book of Inara app, along with many other stories that support social-emotional learning. These stories are designed to open conversations, build skills, and help children see themselves in characters who navigate challenges with courage and heart. I want to leave you with this truth. Your child already has greatness inside of them. They have the capacity for deep, meaningful friendships. They have unique gifts to offer the world. Right now, they're learning how to share those gifts with others, and that learning takes time, patience, and your loving support. You are doing beautifully. The fact that you're here, seeking understanding and strategies, shows how much you care. Your child is so lucky to have you. Keep providing that secure, loving foundation at home. Keep teaching friendship skills gently. Keep creating opportunities for connection. Keep working with teachers. And keep trusting that your child is exactly where they need to be on their journey. The Magic Book and I believe in you, and we believe in your child. With love and starlight, Inara.